A long time ago, there were three very, very special occasions in which the Jewish people would gather in Jerusalem. One was the Passover. And it is tonight's lesson is from that Passover meal that Jesus has shared with his disciples. And he's got this long talk. And during it, he gives them very comfortable words, powerful words. And he gives an indication of what is to happen. The other two occasions were Pentecost and the Festival of the Tabernacles. Jesus himself, during his lifetime on earth, he makes these journeys to Jerusalem, and he's about to head, in a sense, to that ultimate trip, the way of the cross. So he's got the disciples around. He shocks the living daylights out of them. He takes a towel, he takes a bowl of water, and he comes around and he starts to wash their feet one by one. What a change. This is the one who stilled the storm. This is the one who healed lepers and mute and deaf and those who were crippled and lame and diseases and cast out demons. This is the one who walked on water. And he's at their feet. Peter gets upset. Remember that? Well, you can't do this. You have to wash up here. And Jesus doesn't accept his terms. And after washing the feet, he comes back around and you have this dialogue and he starts telling them about what's to take place. And he says, one of you is going to betray me. Now, can you imagine being at the table with Jesus, one of the 12 disciples, and Jesus lays that on you? The Bible says, one after another, they start asking, is it I? I think we're a little surprised with our human thinking. Why didn't some people just say, no way? You know? Not me. But they ask, is it I? You ever wondered why? This is the one who can read hearts and minds. This is the one who knows everything. This is the one who cannot be fooled, cannot be tricked, cannot be debated and defeated. This is the one who knows. And when Jesus says, one of you will betray me, this is the one who speaks, who knows. And when they think of themselves, it isn't, is it I, you know, kind of puffed up chest. It actually comes out with more humility. They ask, is it I? Because they're afraid. It might be I. It might be me. Am I the one? And so they wondered about it. Even Judas, who knows he's the one, right? What does he do? He joins in. Is it I? And he even draws attention by waiting till, you know, the others have kind of popped in there, and then his voice joins in, and Jesus answers, but they're also busy hearing their own questions and trying to figure it out in their own head. And if you've ever let your mind wander from what's going on around you, this happened to them, and they missed it when Jesus told them who it was, because they didn't catch on. The one who dips, you know, his hand, the one who joins me is the one. And Judas knows, Jesus knows. Is it I? As we come into Lent, we recognize as part of our confession, we sort of spiritually raised our own hand. Yep, I did it. In some way, shape, or form, have we not betrayed Christ? Have we not laughed at a joke we should never have laughed at, probably never have heard? Have we not thought stuff funny on TV that was certainly against God's word? And do we not get excited in such ways that do not honor God? Is it I? But we think things about our family members, our spouses, for those that are married, and our kids, for those who are parents, that isn't really in line with scriptures, you know. When we wonder, as if we were the ones to bring them into this world, can we take them out now? You know, when they've driven us nuts, is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord, who wasn't faithful in the work that you set in front of me, whatever kind of work it was, whether it was in the kitchen of a restaurant, you know, cleaning dishes, and maybe it's I, because I just got tired of doing dishes, and I just slapped them in there. I didn't care if they had dirt, food particle or not. Is it I, Lord, who didn't honor you by doing my best? Is it I, Lord, when I forgot to pray? Is it I, Lord, when I didn't read your word? Is it I, Lord, when I made up my own answer just to sound smart? Is it I, Lord? We come to Ash Wednesday, and in a few minutes, shortly from now, you'll have the opportunity to receive the sign of the cross on your forehead. And it's ashes to ashes and dust to dust in the certain hope of the resurrection. And the reason we have ash is because we are reminded that in the scriptures, we came from nothing and we return to nothing. We have no value to offer God. We are not much better than ashes. Is it I, Lord? The answer is yes. We are all the Judas in some way, shape, or form. Certainly, we weren't there at that supper, and truly, we weren't the ones that got the 35 pieces of silver. And yes, we weren't one of the chosen 12, but at the same time, haven't we been called by God to be faithful? And we haven't been. Three words. Is it I? And there's one answer. One word. Yes. Are you feeling really good right now? The answer is no. Sin convicts. It pierces us. But what's really interesting, and until I started looking at it in preparation for this series, I don't think I ever preached on this part. When Jesus says, one of you is going to betray me, he is announcing to the disciples again, it is I. I am the one that Isaiah 53 and the following chapters talk about. I am the suffering servant. I am the one who's by my stripes, that is the wounds, King James Version, you know, by my stripes, you will be healed. It is I. It is I who will be stricken, smitten, and afflicted. It is I who will be betrayed. It is I who go in your place to die for your sins. It is I who take the curse of God upon Calvary's Hill, nailed to a tree. It is I. And then we are reminded in the gospel, it is for you. And that's our comfort. That Christ goes this journey, not us, but he does it for us. It is Christ who goes to Calvary, not me, not you nailed, but he's pierced for us. It is Christ who suffers and dies, that you and I may, by his death and resurrection, live. Three words, simple truth. Is it I? Judas would have to say, yes, I did this. You and I would answer, yes, I have done this. And then Jesus says, yes, I'm the one who is betrayed. I am the one who goes for you. That's the truth of Scripture. And it comforts us. For our sins are carried away, taken away by Him. And so as we confessed a little bit ago, I have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. I have sinned against God by the things I did and the things I didn't do, and I should have. I have sinned against God. It is I. And Jesus turns around in the absolution and says, I died for you. It is I who forgive you all your sins. We begin this day, Ash Wednesday, this evening, rather, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in the shape of a cross, in the certain, most definite, most truly promise of the resurrection. Amen.